I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cause you know it's just fine, fine, fine.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Can't Stand You Bits.
All right, guys, give me this brick. I'm going to throw it through a window.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
They didn't call me the actor in the war for nothing.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
He's only been dead for a couple hours, and yet he looked days dead.
Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
I gotta practice my getaway driving for the first time ever.
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
I'm begging you, please just tell my friend the truth.
There's always mysterious murders around here. Welcome to Arkham, buddy.
Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
Before. So I says to the guy, I says, what do I look like? A big toilet in a trench coat? I mean, I just wore
that.
I'm not insane.
John, get a load of this guy.
Yeah, hey, John, maybe you can help these fellas out.
Okay, you guys go in. You repeat the process that you did earlier in the day. So they do search you guys. They are looking at everything. They do pull out the book, and they're flipping through it, and they're like, it's little John again. And he's like, what's this?
Little John, my man. This is Corbett's.
Oh my!
Look at that centerfold.
It's got three folds.
Don't look at the third one. Oh, he looked at the third one.
Oh! Why didn't you? That is a dump truck right there.
Talk about bad habit, am I right?
What?
Oh, that's a great joke, Dr. Simeon.
Thank you.
Yes, this guy's obviously a monk of some kind.
Yeah, because monks, that's what they wear, but he's not wearing one in that.
He sure ain't.
I should have said the monk with the dirty habit.
So what are you doing with this dirty book?
Talk about a monk with a dirty habit, am I right?
Man, you are knocking it out of the park, Dr. Simeon.
Oh, wait till I hear my next one.
That carpet does match the drapes.
Monks are bald. No.
Yeah, he's got a bald butthole.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
So are we cutting that? Are we cutting that?
Yeah. All from one stupid name.
No, he doesn't. It doesn't. He's just got shaved in the middle. Like a ring.
Oh, one does not simply stare at the ring. Yeah, the
it's the ring of power.
Oh, I feel the power.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
This is awful.
So, yes, he does question the book. He asks, what's this for? What's this about?
This is part of my new book, Little John. I'm going to study Corbett a little bit and talk to him about some of these symbols and whatnot and, you know, what makes him crazy. And I'm going to put that in my book to help me understand him a little more.
The memoirs of Little
John.
Oh,
come right on in.
It's going to be called Tallahassee Turner and the Monk with the Dirty Habit.
That is not my next book.
We'll see.
All right, since it is just a obviously old book in Latin, he doesn't see much danger in this. So he just hands it back to you. And he's like, all right, let's come on, we can head back.
Rookie mistake, little
so
guy.
He goes over.
Yeah, wait a minute, bring that back here.
Yeah, you know, ghostly hand comes out of the book and rips his head off.
Out of his butthole.
Yeah. Okay, so he goes over, he unlocks the door to the maximum security wing. As you walk down the hallway that goes a little ways, since it's detached from the rest of the sanitarium, aside from through this hallway.
Sanitarium.
And he takes you back into that same room that he brought you in before, that little common room. That had, you know, some shelves, table. There's a radio in there. Do you want this? Do you want me to turn this on? Put this on again?
Sure.
All right. Yeah, you got it. He goes over. He clicks the radio on. Turns it up a little ways. Local station starts playing. He's like, "All right, I'll be right back." So he leaves to go retrieve Corbett. So you guys are there for a few minutes before he comes back in, leading Bernard Corbett in front of him, and Corbett has his hands handcuffed together.
What's he wearing on his face?
He's wearing a hockey mask theme. He says, "Hello, gentlemen. Have the smoothies stopped screaming yet?"
It puts the lotion on the skin.
Have the butthole monsters stopped farting?
It does what it's called.
Spewing. Okay, so Little John brings him in. He's like, "All right, I'll give you guys a few minutes." And he
thanks, Little John.
He leaves. I'll be right outside. Corbett sits down at the table. He looks around. He looks at you.
"We found your dirty book. Here you go. I know what it says, but these guys don't."
All for Bernard.
Actually,
give it over.
All right, okay, Corbett, can you please tell them what it says? They don't believe me that it's what it says.
It says the title is the Dominonicon.
Damn it, Necronomicon. You know that's not
what it. Says.
You know that's not it. Tell them about the monk.
Right,
tell them the monk.
The monk?
You know what it says, Corbett.
That's weird. It says the Book of the Dead.
Okay.
That's what it's called.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So nothing about a mad monk or his confessions.
I punch Corbett in the face.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
All right. Yes. This is the book that I need. Do you have the rest of it?
What do you mean the rest of it? That's the whole
rest
book.
Of it, so I can make the medallion.
Oh, yeah, here's all the medallion stuff.
Oh, yeah, did we sneak the jewels in?
Yeah, somebody had them in their mouth.
I forgot. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they didn't check our mouths.
Spit them out like,
right.
like mouth.
I had them in my mouth. Little John's like, you're out. Oddly quiet, Bakersfield.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so... Okay, so Bakersfield spits out the small jewelry carving tool, and then they the end of a chain pokes out, and so Simmy grabs it and starts pulling it, and it just keeps coming.
I say, "Oh my gosh!"
So you pull an entire chain out of his mouth.
And then he spits out one more.
He gives me the look, and then I spit out one more.
And then he whacks him on the back of the head, and he spits out a small coin-sized metal piece. About the size of a little bit bigger than a quarter.
Follow them size fives.
I mean, ew, but...
How else were we supposed to get it in here?
Yeah.
Our buttholes. Bet you would have liked that, huh, Corbett?
That's what I was hoping for. Just like the mad monk.
Yeah, don't you? I told you.
Okay, so he looks at it and he's flipping through it and skimming through it. He flips back to a specific page and opens it up on the table.
Simming.
He's like, okay.
We'll hover over his shoulder. Go.
I'm hovering over your shoulder.
Helicoptering.
Oh, all right. If you're helicoptering, here's the page.
Oh.
Make sure he doesn't do anything funny.
Here you go, guys. I got a page.
Ooh.
Nice.
I'm rolling for Latin. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Does that affect our brains at all?
59.
That really stalled us there.
Okay, so he's looking through it. He's kind of running his hands down the page. He says, okay. He picks up the chain and the little medallion that you brought. He says, this should work. Okay. I'm going to need a little bit of time.
How much time?
Well, I guess what time is it? It's like early afternoon.
It's our time down here.
It's our time down here.
It's, yeah.
Either early tomorrow morning I can be done, or, I mean, it depends on how quickly you want to use it.
Now.
I could possibly have it done tonight.
Yes.
We want it right now.
We can't leave all this here with you, Corbett. We don't trust you.
We'll rip out the pages
voice
you need.
What was that? Who are you?
They're not
going to
let you stay.
What? You didn't sound like Tallahassee.
You didn't sound like Tallahassee.
You sound like Seth.
And you still sound like a bard from Dungeons and Dragons.
You're a bard.
Oh, sorry.
Your mom's a bard.
All right, you've convinced me. What's the difference in like getting it done tonight and tomorrow? Like, if you get it done tonight, does that just mean working on it nonstop?
Working on it nonstop.
Look, yeah, I will.
We're gonna need you to cancel all of your plans, Corbett.
Surprise, surprise! Turns out my dance card is free, Dawn. But look, I can have this done tonight.
Finger guns.
It's gonna be late.
Sounds good. We'll wait here. We'll watch you work.
Okay. All right. I'm on the first floor. He tells you his room number. But look, it's going to be up to you. If you try and come back tonight and you want this, they're not going to let you in.
Hold on. Hold on. Sidebar with Seth. Or Tallahassee. Tallahassee.
What's up?
Remember your idea about just tearing out the pages that he needs?
Yep.
Let's do that.
Yep.
Okay, go.
All right, you stupid Corbett face.
Yeah.
Give me that book. Here, you just take them pages that you need, and we'll take the rest of the book.
What? No.
You heard me.
What if they... No, you can't do that.
Yeah, we can. What are you
going to... This is a priceless manuscript.
I ripped the pages right in front of him.
There might be other references in there that I need.
You're not... Well, you don't need references in a spell book.
Let's try.
Do you?
Yes, there might be.
I'm going to roll a psychology to see if he's lying.
Okay.
Good call.
Yeah! 31, baby. Hard success.
He's lying.
That's what I thought. Tallahassee, rip those pages.
Yeah, you already ripped it. We rip them out. We rip and say, here's the pages you need. That's it.
That's it. That's all you get. Now get,
boy.
Now
get back to work, Corbett.
Oh wow.
You better not get a conscience on that one, dude.
Oh jeez.
What did you call me?
What?
It's like I'm back in middle school again.
Corbett. Corbett.
That's what happens when you go to prison.
You need glasses to see.
All right, he looks incredibly irritated.
It's like if I wasn't in here, Turner.
You'd what, get your butthole monster killed again?
I think I can make do with this. What? But if you get in there and it doesn't work, don't come crying to me.
I don't cry.
We won't, because we'll be dead. Probably.
That's actually probably true.
Yeah, but you probably will too, Corbett, so don't screw this up on purpose.
Yeah, remember, he's coming for you once but he's look, through us.
The only people keeping Tomaszewski from you is us.
Sleep time.
That's the whole reason why we're here, Drunkard. I know that.
Just making sure you don't forget it.
You're not dead already.
Yeah, Corbett, I heard Tomaszewski stuck a flare up your bunghole.
What?
Nothing happened.
Hoorah!
All right, but look. Once you get this, like I said, it's up to you to actually get it to him. You're going to have to make your way through this maximum security facility. I don't even know what room he's in. I think it's on the third floor, but I'm not sure.
You leave that up to us.
Yeah, we'll take care of that.
You said third floor. Do you know what room it is?
You're going to have to take this medallion and put it on him and then speak the incantation.
Put it on him where? What part of his body?
It doesn't matter. Around his neck, you can put it on his wrist. It doesn't really matter. As long as it's making contact with his skin, and then you speak the incantation.
Do we have to put the lotion on the skin?
It helps if you put the lotion on the skin first. Or else it'll get the hose again.
How precise do we have to be with the incantation? Can we just, you know, basically say them?
You can say the first couple things and then kind of cough the rest of it.
Perfect.
Perfect.
That definitely won't raise the deadites.
Perfect.
All right.
Look, you have to obviously, Drunkard, you have to be absolutely precise in the way you say it. And look, once you place it on him and you've sealed it to him, it's sealed to him and it cannot be broken. So it doesn't matter if he takes it off. It doesn't matter even if he destroys the medallion.
And then what do? Do we, stab him to death?
Wherever you go from there, Drunkard, is up to you.
I guess we really don't need to kill him, right?
He's as long just as we no bind longer his my problem.
Soul to his body, he's can't
is that what
radio
the medallion,
man us anymore.
So the medallion will attune to him and prevent him from ever using the spell ever again. Ever.
It cuts him off completely from magic.
It castrates his shadow.
Does it castrate his shadow?
It castrates his shadow. It's like Peter Pan, but there's no wiener on his shadow.
There's just a hole there in the shadow where his wiener used to
be. Just a hole there.
Why is the light shining through that shadow there?
Everyone will know him everywhere he goes.
All right, Corbett, get
to
work.
Right, we'll be back.
Guys, I'd like a minute with Corbett alone.
What, you have something you can't say in front of us, Drunkard?
Yeah, what do you got to say to him
Dom?
What you can't say in front of us, huh?
All right, fine. I turn to Corbett, and I say, Corbett, tell me about the Order of the Scorpius.
The what?
Yeah, tell him.
I'll rip out more pages.
When you say that, he leans back a little bit and eyeballs you, like, surprised and also kind of interested as he just leans back in his chair.
Dom Drunkard. What could you want to know about them?
It depends on what you have to tell me.
They killed his family.
Shut up, Bakersfield. You don't know that.
They killed your family, huh, Drunkard? That's, yeah.
You guys ruin everything.
I'm starting to see why he didn't want us here.
Well, Drunkard, what is there to say? I don't know that much about them. They're just another one of these esoteric orders that are obsessed with the occult. You heard legends about witch covens, secret societies. Well, Junkard, you might not be surprised to find out that most of them are true. The Order of the Scorpius is just another one of those. They've been around for a long time. But when you say that they killed your family, that about checks out. That sounds like the type of thing that they're up to. Of all these societies, the Order of the Scorpius is one of the darker ones.
What's your connection with them?
Nothing really, Drunkard. We've crossed paths. I made an exchange. I bought some books off of them. He gestures to the pages on the table. A few arcane items I thought could come in use or in handy. That's about it.
How did you get in contact with them? How would you get in contact with them now?
They're around. Just need to know the right places to go. Right questions to ask.
Well, that's what I'm asking. What are the right places to go?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And the right questions.
I thought you just wanted me to say like a... I just thought you wanted like a cool cryptic answer.
Tell me where...
Why should I tell you that, Drunkard? Why should I give you anything? I don't owe you anything, Drunkard. Except for maybe revenge.
Drunkard, do you want me to command of the wizard, this guy? I can help you out.
I think he's got pretty high power.
Yeah, his power's got to be pretty high. Well, you tell me, Corbett. This may be something I'm willing to make a trade for.
Okay, Drunkard. There's something you can do for me. I need you to go down to the pier.
I'm listening.
Find the longest one out there. I need you to walk out to the end and just keep on walking.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to laugh at that. That was pretty good.
I think you're gonna... Whose side are you on, Tuna?
Real sensitive.
Tell it.
I'm totally on your side.
Good one.
Walks over and fist bumps the psychopath.
You're like, bro!
Burn! I think you're gonna regret that answer, Corbett. When you're alone here, dying in your cell, you're gonna remember this conversation.
We'll see, Junkard.
Many years from now.
Many years from now.
You could have had one chance.
Just one chance.
Maybe. Maybe, Drunkard, but... You know what the brightest thing that keeps me going is?
Cliff's anus.
That I know that you and all of you are gonna have a lot of regrets before the end.
What did I do?
I'm not gonna. My wife's dead. I don't
care
anymore.
That may be so, Corbett. But taking care of you isn't going to be one of them.
Ooh! Oh. Suck it, Corbett.
Corbett.
I hate that.
Uh-oh. Oh, come on.
Ah, schnit, what?
Run, Marty! All right, we get the heck. I'm out of here. I leave.
Oh, sorry, Corbett. You're dead.
So, you guys hear the radio in there flare up into static as you're having this conversation with Corbett. I want you guys to make a spot hidden.
Aw, man.
Tallahassee. Let's see. Tallahassee, Dr. Simeon. I guess just Tallahassee and Dr. Simeon.
Oh, man. 18, extreme. I guess just hard to say.
I failed. Spot 61.
18 for me.
You succeeded? Tallahassee?
Yeah.
I failed.
Okay. All right. So, Simi, you're kind of glancing around. But Tallahassee... You do notice a dark figure that just materializes through the wall over in the vicinity of the radio.
Fellas, Tamaguchi's
dark
here.
Dark shadow that just
Tamaguchi
appears and
Tamagotchi.
He's got Gucci on his
and
feet.
Then just hovers back there, kind of looking over you. Do you actually say that out loud, Tallahassee?
Yeah. I was saying it out loud. I say it like point over where I think I see him and I say, guys, Tamaguchi's here.
Okay. Should we get out of here?
I'll keep an eye on him.
It's on the other side.
Oh. Oh, yeah, okay, I see now. Thanks, Dalhassie.
So Corbett, he looks around. And he's like, "What? What are you talking about, we Turner?"
Found out, boys.
You know, Ramen Noodleski.
Look, all right.
Roman Noodleski.
Look. Look. Let me. All right. Give me these, and don't worry. These spells are definitely. I'll be able to find out who this shadow man is you're talking about. Don't worry. I got you covered.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, right. Yeah, I read you. Wink, wink.
Nudge.
Wait a minute. We already know who he is.
We don't tell him. Say
no. I'm
confused.
Oh, stupid Bakersfield.
All right, fellas. Yeah, let's just head out now, I think.
Can somebody make a... Let's see, spot hidden or maybe a psychology check?
I can do a psychology.
I can do a spot hidden.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Woohoo! 12 on my psychology. Extreme.
11 out of 85 okay, well, on my spot hidden.
And I got a 12 out of my psychology.
Okay, so as Corbett's talking and he's grabbing the pages and he's looking at them and he's talking to you guys and nodding his head, those of you guys that succeeded at your role, you do notice him. He is actually glancing right over to Tallahassee. You can see he's looking right at where Tomaszewski is. And he keeps kind of glancing over. And he does this little, like nod in the direction of the shadow. As he takes the pages and he's like, don't worry, I can solve your problem. Yeah, we'll, let me study these. I'll get back to you and it'll take me a couple weeks, but I'm sure I can figure something out
okay,
here.
Something's wrong.
All right, thanks, Corbett. Yeah, guys, let's bail. Let's
right,
get out of here.
Let's leave. We leave the cell.
We leave.
Then we roll psychology.
I will be able to find... I'll teach you this spell. It will allow you to speak with your wife.
I want
to
ask him a question and then roll a psychology because something's wrong.
So you already succeeded on a psychology.
I want to know.
What was that for?
Yeah, well, he told me to roll it, so I rolled it because I noticed him. Okay. I noticed him nodding in the direction of the shadow, which
yeah,
seems
so Don,
to me.
Or Don, what's your?
So my what I'm thinking is that he's already in cahoots with the guy.
Yeah, we want to know if he's in cahoots.
So I want to know if this spell that we're giving him is going to help make him stronger now because I got a feeling it is.
So what I guess what we'll narrow down to, Dawn, is you're trying to discern whether what he's doing is to throw you guys off or to maybe throw Tomaszewski
yes,
off.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And what did you get on your psychology roll?
12, an extreme.
You got an extreme success?
Yeah.
Okay. So from watching him... and just reading his body language and with specifically what he's saying, you do get the feeling that he seems more like he's trying to throw Tomaszewski off. And maybe clue him and not let clue him into that you are collaborating.
Okay.
Or that well, obviously you are collaborating, but not
against
Ted.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. We leave.
All right, fellas. I really hope this works for Bakersfield.
I thought we were staying so that we didn't have to try and get back in.
Wasn't that what we discussed?
You guys had mentioned it, but they're not going to let you stay.
Oh, gotcha.
All day and night.
All right, because it's afternoon?
It's yeah.
It's nighttime?
No, it's like, I don't know, 1 or 2 p.m. maybe.
Okay.
So, but they also just wouldn't let you stay all night. It's going to take him.
We'll be back in the morning.
All right. So let's go
regroup out front.
It'll take him some hours to
Someone
get
Someone else is going to have to pull the all-nighter.
Put a hat on a broom and then put a coat over the hat on a broom, and they carry it out like it's me, and I stay.
Done. Can we do that?
Yeah.
That's the best idea ever.
Success. It's so good I won't even make you roll for it.
He gets 5 bonus die.
Yes.
All right, fellas, let's regroup out front.
We go out.
Okay, so Little John, he comes back into the room when you guys knock. He leads you back out, and you guys head back out to the front of the sanitarium. As you're now out, standing back out by the cars again. All right, so you, Arkham boys, are currently out in front of the Arkham Sanitarium. So, you've got some time to kill and perhaps a caper to plan.
All right, so we got to sneak back in here in the middle of the night.
Pizza Dragon.
What time is it?
All of our capers.
So like evening? Midday?
He said it was midday.
Meat train?
Yeah, it's midday meat train.
All right,
let's go to Pizza Dragon. Hopefully they have some dishes with capers on them.
Well, hold up,
It's about 2 p.m. or so. Let's just say, randomly.
Ooh, I like capers.
So I got a couple of things real quick, guys, like before we head out.
Give it to us, Tallahassee.
I don't know what Little John's schedule is here at the sanitarium, but we have that 20 grand that we just found in the box.
You don't know about that. I've been hiding it.
We all know about it out of the box.
It's 20,000 ones. You can't miss it.
So I think that we can use some of that. Maybe we start with 1,000. We go in and we bribe Little John to let us in where we need to go when we need to go there at the time we need to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Start off with 100.
That's a great idea.
We need to do it with someone that's persuasive.
Yeah, I'm going fast talk him. Or
credit rating.
You go in persuading.
I've got some good credit rating.
He does already have a fancy in of me.
So does Billy. Billy has a great... Billy, you have a good persuade, or is it a psychology you have?
He has good psychology.
I got a 77 on my persuade.
Yeah, my persuade's only 40.
Okay. I can persuade him, or you can fast talk. What's your fast talk?
My fast talk is 80.
Let's fast talk. I have a very good charm.
Or, yeah, we can charm Little John.
I do already have kind of a... relationship.
Rapport
established with him.
All right, you do it.
All right. I think we know what we're doing, boys.
You did kind of already call it, or like, get a favor that you didn't cash in, or like an agreement that you didn't cash in before.
All right. Well, right. Tallahassee, go in and take $1,000.
Yeah, give me a couple thousand. I'll start simple, see if he'll just honor my previous arrangement. If not, then I'll, start up in the ante.
Grease the wheels.
Yeah.
All right, here's $1,000. Here's $2,000. I give him $2,000.
Just giving you guys an idea of the value of the money. It's $20,000.
Cool.
But $20,000 back then is probably like $280,000.
Yeah.
I know. I'm aware of that. I want to make sure that he does it. I mean, if we give him, like, a year's worth of salary for himself or whatever, like, guaranteed he's going to do it.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Like, even $1,000, it's basically, I think, from if I remember, it's about 14 times.
Whoa.
Nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, even $1,000 is, like, $14,000.
Gosh, that's a lot.
All right, so, yeah, give me that $2,000. I mean, I'm not going to just give him the $2,000. I'll start low, just... Calm your tits, Simmy. So
I just want to save money.
Here's $2,000. We also are trying to bribe a guard. I mean, we want to make it enough to where he's not going to turn us in.
What?
Right. So here's one of the other things I was thinking, fellas.
A guard?
A guard.
A guard?
I'm going to kill you, Simmy. All right, here's the $2,000. Go in.
I run away.
Well, hold on. You want to see if you can get us all in there, because we don't want to send you in by yourself.
2,000 right. should do it then.
We're just sending
all of us to try and subdue Tomaszewicz.
We're just going to send Tallahassee in to negotiate because he's got the pre-existing relationship with Little John. And then when we come back, all of us will come back. But just the negotiating part is just the one person to one. Wait, one who? Man to another, here's 2,000 bucks. Let us in later. Thank you.
Who are we persuading again?
Little John.
What is he?
He's a god.
I don't think he's a god.
So, I have one other question/idea here.
Do it.
So, we have some soy sauce. We also have this black mirror that we found, which I'm pretty sure is like the stone that we use to teleport and translocate. Do you think it's worth trying to use that and see if we can potentially plant that somewhere in the asylum and travel back and forth through it?
Ooh.
To get somewhere. I mean, we'd have to, like,
we
mess around
with it. We'd fit our fingers through, yeah.
We'd have to mess around with it and see how it works, but...
Well, how long would that take, Alex, to do that?
I would think that the bribe would be faster.
Casting the spell took quite a while, a few hours to cast, but Major Bakersfield is accurate in his assessment, or more accurate to what your understanding of how that worked, because the stone you passed through and the mirror were both full-size, like, mirrors. Like, you had to physically walk through them, like a doorway.
I think we can scratch the mirror idea.
Let's just dig a tunnel under the sanitarium.
We have plenty of money to bribe Little John.
All right, well, hey, I mean, we've got gear. I wanted to talk through, you know, what the potential we had for each item was. If there's not any really good use for the mirror to do sneaking, then that's fine. Just wanted to talk through it. Jeez.
Yeah, I get it.
Now
go bribe him.
I'm just saying, at this point, we talked through it, and it's a terrible idea.
All right, we do a cowabunga high five, everybody up in the middle, and now I'm going to go inside.
I miss horribly because my depth perception is way off.
He smacks me in the eye.
Yeah.
Ah, what the hell?
All right, I'll be back.
All right, you make your way back in. You go back over to the reception desk. At the front, Little John is still there. He's doing some paperwork, you know, rummaging through ledgers and whatnot.
Excuse me, Little John. How you doing, man?
Oh, Mr. Turner, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for letting us in to see Corbett, man. Oh, you're still here, huh? How long is your shift? How long are your days? I bet you pull long ones, huh?
Oh, I pull long ones all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Let me rephrase that.
Every night.
All right, I bet you have long days, huh?
Yeah, some of them. Some of the shifts can be like that. But yeah, you mean like, what time do I get off tonight? Like, you want to go get a drink after, or...
I'm going to go get one of these other guys. I'll be right back. They're going to go.
Tallahassee just melts back through the doors like Homer Simpson through the hedge. As he realizes it's going very poorly right off the bat.
Nah, man. I'm just small talk and see how your day's going. You know, earlier the other day when we were chatting, was that earlier today or yesterday? You know how we were talking the other day about, let me in to go see that Tomaszewicz fella? I was wondering if we're still good for that.
You mean this, this morning?
I couldn't remember if it was yesterday or this morning.
It's almost like it was like a month ago or 2 months.
In the morning.
So he looks around when you say that and he's like... That's gonna be a pretty tall order.
How tall?
Possibly out of my hands to get you all the way back up to see him. I mean, he is max. I mean, this is the maximum security, but he's max security.
Is there is there anybody else around?
Not that you can see.
All right. So I pull out a hundo, and I say, you know, what would you say if, you know, you let me and the fellas back in a little bit later tonight?
Whoa, like you and all those guys?
Yeah.
And you want me to take you all the way up to Tomaszewski?
All the way to Tomaszewski. What's it gonna take, right? Like this, I'm just showing you what I got.
It's gonna take more than that, I can tell you that much, but right. Regardless.
Oh, I can be bribed.
Let me see, Mr. Turner. I just don't know if you're... Maybe I'm not expressing the situation here correctly.
All right.
Look, I could be willing myself to do something like that. I don't think I actually will be able to do that. If we... Trying to bring you all the way back, there's going to be a lot of other people that are going to stop me from doing that. You know, just because you're with me doesn't mean they're going to let me go take you all the way back up there. I've been able to take you guys back over to the common room, but that's where people always... That's where the inmates always... Sorry. We're not supposed to call them that. The patients always meet with their legal counsel or outside medical personnel. But going back to the actual rooms, they don't really let us take anybody back there. And especially, like, you got to understand here, Turner... The people that are locked up back over here, these are the people that are too dangerous for them to lock up in the regular prison.
All right, let's cut to the chase, Little John. What's it going to take to get us back there? And why don't you walk me through what we need to do? Can you put us down on the books as being his medical counsel or whatever it was you were saying they are? And I pull out about $1,000.
Whoa!
And I say, man. What's it gonna take, man?
All right, look. All right. Why don't you roll your fast talk?
All right.
You money. Are a wheeling and a dealing.
Money talks.
Ooh, baby, oh, baby, what'd you get?
Ooh. Oh, two.
Oh,
shut your mouth.
Oh,
Seth, again.
Dude.
Weighted dice. Weighted dice.
He just goes and gets Tomaszewski and brings him to you. Ties him up like a hog and just lays him on the ground in front of you and hands you a gun.
I put a medallion on him and say a few words, and then I slice his throat.
You know, you talk me into it.
Go skipping off with his thou. Yeah,
just like
off to Vegas.
Shifting through. Good grief. You know, I intended this for to be much harder. okay, so he takes that stack of cash there. And he's like, "Oh, all right. Okay, Turner, I'll do the best for you that I can, okay? Like I said, there's no way that I'm going to be able to just lead you back up there to Tomaszewski's room. There's too many other people in there that are going to prevent me from doing that. And when do you want to do this? Right now?
It's going to be later tonight.
Okay. Tonight?
Yeah. Probably after hours a little bit.
Okay, so look. All right, it's complicated to get back there. You have to have a key to get into the wing, and you need a key for each floor. And then there has to be... You need a key for his room as well.
So, how do we get those keys?
Well, I mean, for $1,000, you just bought yourself a couple of keys. So I can get you in, but... And I can tell you where he is. And... I mean, for $1,000 and a two on your fast talk roll, I can probably get a couple guards pulled off of the third floor. Maybe try and clear your path a little bit.
What time has the fewest people around?
It's always going to be middle of the night. It's when things are the quietest.
All right, you tell me when to come back.
Okay, so the shift change happens right around 2:30 a.m. That's when you're going to have the It's going to be the most commotion. You're going to have the least amount of people around.
All right. We'll plan on being here 2:30.
Okay.
I can't make that work.
There's nobody...
I've got a dentist appointment at the same time.
Oh, good one. Oh. 2:30.
Yikes.
Classic. All right, I can leave. I'm not going to be here at that time. Nobody's out here at the front desk. Because, you know, we don't allow people back in here at that time. So I will leave these keys here for you, all right? So he shows you back behind the desk, like he opens a drawer, and like lifts up a couple of ledgers. He's like, right here, all right? Before I leave, I'll put them in here. It's gonna be one key to get you back into the max security wing, one key for the third floor, and I'll give you the key for his room.
One key to bind them.
All right, is he giving me the key? Is he giving me the key right now to get back in, or can I actually get in and get back there? How do I get back here?
No, he's showing... The main reception area is in the main area. Like, you can come in, and then there's the reception desk right here at the front.
One key to
bind. Okay,
he just said nobody is here, like, mans the desk in the middle of the night.
But we can get back into this area in the middle of the night?
Yeah. Yeah, you can come back here. I'll put it in this drawer. And he shows you shows you where he's going to hide the keys.
All right. The front door's just unlocked?
Bind them.
Yeah.
Cool.
The front door's unlocked for, you know, people
the
come
mailman.
And go.
It's the, mailman
needs
to
get the rest in. Of the hospital's a regular, like, you know, mental hospital.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. All right, little John.
So.
You're the man.
Yeah, sure thing, Mr. Turner. Just, you know, be careful, and I don't want any of this to come back on me, all right?
Nah, man, if anybody asks, I'll tell them it was Big John that let me in.
He's the worst. They'll believe it.
All right, well, I spank him on the butt and say, thanks, man, see you later.
Woo, ha-ha. All right.
He never washes that
drink
that
later,
butt
right?
again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tallahassee Turner and the spanked butt.
All right, I leave.
All right, so you... Yeah, he waves you off, and you head back out to the rest of the dudes.
All right, fellas, we're on. It's happening tonight, 2:30 a.m.
Attaboy.
Except for Dom. He's got a dentist appointment.
Are you sure we're not going to fire up a bunch of ambassadors at 11:59?
It still gives us 2.5 hours.
All right.
Some big ambassadors.
So... We got the key. Well,
he knows every detail.
I got all the keys, but
oh, you're the big Alex cheese tonight, huh?
Did he?
Oh yeah, he told you. He told you the room.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say also we got to be able to get back up into Corbett's first.
Do we need to dress up like a bunch of orderlies?
So did he give me keys to that, or do I need to run back inside and?
That's a good point.
Slip him another hundo.
I run back
we'll
inside.
Just say.
Hey,
we'll just say
John.
You also had, yeah, you also had this conversation, and so he was able to get you the key for Corbett's room.
All right,
he's on the first floor. He's fairly close to where that reception area is.
Cool.
All right, boys, let's get our bean shooters.
Tomaszewski, on the other hand, is third floor, hallway D. Room number 666.
Whoa.
The number of the beast.
What was the hall in the...
D.
Hall
D.
D.
Room 6.
Just remember, third D6.
All right, what do we need to do? Do we just kill time and come back?
I need a nap.
Is there any way we can go get our hit points back? Maybe get
Bakersfield
get rid
probably
of
needs to recover somewhat.
Well, let's head home and patch each other up.
Same with Drunkard. He has a major wound.
No, I do.
Maybe we should go to the hospital and get you guys patched up a bit.
Yeah, I'd say we do that.
Right, let's do that. Let's go back in.
it's a little late to be
we
patching
go to
up
the
any,
doctor and he's like, Major Bakersfield, you look like you got dragged by a car.
Well, funny story.
Bakersfield, maybe he might not be too far out that you could give him a little first aid.
I have a bullet hole in my stomach. I got shot.
Should we head back to Simmy's and...
Let's go back to Simmy's.
Rest up.
Rest up.
Plan.
Do you guys got any bricks? Because you ain't getting in my house without them.
Oh, I gotta go feed my dog.
Let's just make it a duck soup and get out of here.
Let's go back to Simmy's house. I need to catch up on some sleep.
Let's do it. I got some pills for that.
Yeah, Bakersfield, you can get some rest. That's fine. Okay. You guys are good to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. You head back to respective houses, Tallahassee's. You guys all live in the same neighborhood, so you can all...
Yeah, you can just go to your own house. You don't have to go to my house.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to go sleep in my house.
I'm living with Bakersfield, so we spoon.
You got kicked out.
Fellas, I do think there is still some value to stay together. I don't think Tom Shevitz is...
I agree.
...going to avoid us.
Yeah, we got to stay together and have lookouts and stuff.
Can we just do this at Bakersfield's house, then? Since Mary Beth of Beth is at mine.
What's that supposed to mean? Don't you want to keep an eye on her?
What happened to Runch? Did we just ditch Runch?
Yeah, what happened to Runch?
He went to work. He has a day job, guys. Jeez. His life doesn't revolve around you.
Isn't his day job fishing?
What's he singing right now?
Isn't his day job captaining?
Yeah.
It's Runching.
That's what he went to go do.
But can't he stay with us because he's the captain of our hearts?
Yeah, it's true. He is the captain of our hearts.
I'm always with you.
All right, we just go to Simmy's house. Let's go. All right, let's go to my house, guys. Come on.
All right. Major Bakersfield, you go in and you crash out on Dr. Simmy's therapy couch. But you look at him and you're like, do not try and psychoanalyze me.
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
Do I get a chance to recover any health?
No.
During... At least put a Band-Aid on my shoulder wound.
I guess you probably could do the shoulder wound. That was fairly recent. So you guys could try and do some first aid on that.
All right, here I go.
Or some medicine. I guess you could try medicine if you wanted to take the time.
All right. I'll do medicine if someone wants to do a first aid on him. Can we do both?
No, just one.
What do you want?
Whatever you're better at, and I'll sleep while you do.
I got a 30 on first aid, so... Has anybody got
medicine? Will restore more hit points, possibly, if you...
I got a 20...
Succeed on it.
I got a 26 on medicine. I think that's the highest out of everybody. So really?
Nobody else has like first aid, or I have good first aid.
But you won't get as many hit points back. And we're here for a while, so I can work on you for the hour and get you a lot of hit points.
All right,
back.
Medicine me. Give it to me, baby.
All right, here we go. Ooh, 30.
Oh, dang.
Hold on. How much luck?
Out of what?
Out of 26. 26. So I'd spend 4 luck.
You're almost out of luck.
How many hit points do you gain?
1, 2, 3.
Can I push the roll, and if I miss, he dies?
Yeah.
Medical malpractice.
All right, here I go.
Yeah, I'm on board. Let's do it.
I also do want to plan our attack.
All right, I lay down on the couch for a nap, and I never wake up.
He goes into Soyland.
All right, let's plan our attack.
So...
So you failed?
He failed to push the roll, yes.
Yeah, I failed everything. I don't know.
We didn't really agree on terms, I guess, for you failing.
Yeah, he's dead.
On a pushed roll. Because pushed roll is going to have some kind of consequence, because, like, if you really want to actually try to push this roll,
I feel like I should have had a say in a pushed roll.
All right, we won't push the roll, okay? I just fail.
Yeah, considering we just said he dies.
Yeah.
And obviously we're joking.
Or are
all right,
we?
I just go to sleep.
Well,
okay, your medicine roll is unable to really do him much good, and Bakersfield just drifts off to sleep and then dies.
Well, Tallahassee, what's the plan?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about.
What'd you conjure up for us there, buddy?
Well, I'm not quite sure what to expect.
Is it going to be duck soup?
I mean, I don't think we're going to be facing too much like physical danger, so my sweet rock hard diamond skin won't do us much. But we do have the two vials here of the soy sauce. So, I mean, if everything goes, you know, hunky-dory, lickety-split, we'll go in, grab the medallion from Corbett.
Oh, crap.
Then we'll sneak back, stick the medallion on Tomaszewski.
Can he go into soy sauce while he's asleep?
I was going to say, maybe we can soy sauce everybody so that they're all aware of what's there, if we can bring them back.
Why would we want to do that?
What if we give Tomaszewski the soy sauce after we bind his soul to his body? What would happen to him? Would he just die?
I thought you were sleeping.
Poison him. Huh? What would it do to him? Maybe they'll think he died of natural causes and we get off scot-free.
Oh my god.
Do
gosh.
We need to kill him? I mean, if
give
we...
Give him a heart attack. Heck yeah, kill my wife.
That's not our goal.
That's my goal.
Let's bring the deadlight in. Kill you can.
He tried. He tried to kill my wife. Okay.
Yeah.
We're not in the revenge.
I was going to quit Drunkard because he tried to. I had nothing to lose.
Just
because
your wife's already dead.
Okay.
You know you'd kill those cultists if you got a hold of them.
Yeah. Your family's dead.
Yeah.
You have nothing to lose, literally.
Only my soul.
Nah, you got your
but
ginger.
Seriously,
you never
we're not
them.
In the revenge business. We're in the saving people business for
you
some
may
reason.
Not be.
Maybe killing him is saving
all right.
people.
It's not.
We're not going to kill him. He's going to accidentally hang himself in his own cell.
Yeah.
Guys, he's a crazy person in a cell. If we take away his magic, he'll be in that cell for the rest of his life. You could argue that it is more torturous for him to spend the rest of his life in a padded cell for 50, 60 years than for you to end it right now just to make yourself feel
better. What if he finds a way to split his body from his soul again? And we gotta go through this whole thing all over again.
Yeah, because it's not like he couldn't do it again.
I don't accept that argument. I could just say, in 20 years from now, what if Bakersfield turns into a crazy person, so I should kill him right now?
What if I do? Kill me.
Well, that's well, I don't accept your argument, because the guy's already a crazy person, and he's already capable of doing bad stuff. If you let a criminal get away with it now, he's going to do it again.
If you let him get away with it now,
that's
he's going to do it again.
That's what happens
with criminals. That's what happens with criminals.
He's in the cell. He's in a padded cell.
It obviously doesn't matter
He's killing people.
If we cut him off from the source of his magic, he can't. He's no longer.
I'm sorry,
a threat.
Drunkard, but no.
Drunkard,
he's
I'm
dead.
Sorry. No, right. He's dead. Dead. He's dead.
Fellas, we're going to let him live.
No.
No.
Bakersfield's asleep. There are no plans to kill him. If we bind him, then he's done.
Okay. In the darkness?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
We're not going to kill him.
You might not. You don't have to watch.
I have no plans to kill him. Dom has no plans to kill him.
Yeah, I don't either.
How about the fact that Billy is a freaking cop?
He doesn't
we're just
care.
Gonna make whoa, Billy whoa.
Billy
deal
helped
this
us
situation
kill Mary. He helped
watches us murder
he
somebody.
He helped us murder Mary.
Billy, what are your thoughts here?
Yeah, that murder, that it's Mary murder really cute. Undercuts your argument there.
Fine, we murdered one person, so let's just murder everybody.
Hey, yeah, we have no conscience.
Hey,
anymore.
You want to go? I you want to go sit in the diner am. This time? It's all
and then
okay
all
with
of a
me.
Sudden, we're the next Tomaszewskis.
Why would we be the next Tomaszewskis?
We're not chopping them up and making
we're just
I am
killing
a,
everybody.
A proponent.
No, we're not.
We're using one murder to justify any number
I
of endless
murder
amounts
anybody.
Of murder.
The ends justify the means. And now everyone be quiet. I'm going to sleep.
Hey. Eye for an eye, my friend. He tried to kill my wife. He did kill his wife. We're gonna kill him.
I like the way you think, Sammy.
Sorry.
Now I'm going to sleep.
Sorry, Drunkard. You're just too drunk on this one.
Guys, if one of you is planning to kill him, you don't have to get approval from all the rest of us.
You're right. That's why I'm sleeping on
so
it.
So I'm not planning on doing anything.
All I'm saying is that Drunkard is a fake Lou artist, okay?
So our plan, if everything goes according to plan...
Drunkard.
Yeah.
Dom.
If you came across face to face with the people that took out your family, what would you do? Would you just want to put them in a padded cell?
But I'm really surprised.
Or would you want to get justice for what happened to your family? And I understand justice. And I'm a proponent of justice. And if Bakersfield and Simi feel like they need to get their justice by taking out Tomaszewski, and if Tomaszewski, if they feel like that is the justice that they need, and I honestly believe that he deserves that kind of justice.
Thank you.
Then if they can do it without getting caught, because he's not going to have that justice through the courts, okay? He's just going to live in there. He's going to continue to live his life. But if these guys need that kind of justice, I'm not going to stand in their way. Dom, and I don't think you would either. If you put yourself in their shoes and you came face to face with your wife's murderer, you'd do the same.
I don't think that is justice. I think that's revenge, and I think those are two different things. But another thing, to your point, we're putting Little John in a tough position by letting us in. If he lets us in and puts his livelihood and his neck on the line, and then all of a sudden a prisoner ends up dead in a cell the night that he snuck us in, Little John could potentially go to jail as an accessory.
He's not going to be there.
Then we better be sneaky and not get caught.
We're not going to get caught. What are we going to do with the corpse?
He's just going to hang himself.
He's just going to all of a sudden be dead? Magically?
We can do it magically. I can blast foul him.
I think that just stuns
people. Well, you know, we've got a couple magic spells of our own, so I think we can come up with something.
All right. If everything goes according to plan, we go in, we get the medallion from Corbett, we get the keys out of the desk, and then go to Tomaszewski's room. And what, everybody holds him down while we do a little ritual and bind this medallion to him? And then deadline him? Or, I mean, you know, if we did deadline him, he would just be ash, and then we could just, sweep it.
We can Jeffrey Epstein.
He just vanishes after we go there. It's like these guys showed up, and all of a sudden he's gone.
Well, yeah. I can...
Anyway, perhaps we can send him to the Soyland, and he can have a little...
It's a slippery slope you guys are talking about.
Oh,
right, now we're talking about justice and getting him back for what he deserves. When does it become that we're preemptively guessing that somebody might do something wrong?
He already did do something wrong. We were not preempt.
That's the next step. That's my point.
That's not the next step, because we're not going after people that haven't already done something. I think we're pretty much adults and we can make the lines and not cross them where they need to cross. He killed his wife. He tried to kill mine. You try to kill my wife, I'm going to kill you. Period. So you can call, you can make your little argument, but I'm going to kill the guy.
So here's the thing.
I don't have to do it. I can do what Billy said, and I can command the wizard him to Jeffrey Epstein himself.
Here's the thing. I'm the one that made the deal with Little John. So if you're coming in with me, there's no killing. We're heading in at 2:30 a.m. We're going to Corbett's to get the medallion. We're heading into Shevsky's Tomaszewski room. We're going to bind him to this medallion, and then we're out. 30 minutes tops. We good? All right, everybody get some rest. I'm going to go feed my dog.
What's his name again?
Dogovan.
Yeah, dog. I can't remember.
I think it's Spido.
I don't know. I'm still thinking. Spido's pretty good.
Spido Mitchell.
Dogovan, I'm partial to that. I do like it.
There's already so many Dogovans in this.
Spidovan?
Dogonomicon.
Dogonomicon event.
Eight-legged freak.
Necronomidog.
That's it. Necronomidog. I like that. I'm going to go feed Necronomidog.
All right, so we get rest, right?
Okay, I'm sleeping.
So Bakersfield does eventually turn in after your guys' conversation. Tallahassee returns to his house to go feed Necronomadog whatever he can figure out to see if he can figure out what exactly to feed this creature that he has now turned into his pet.
Necronomadog.
And the rest of you just wait, I guess, trying to kill time. Trying too hard not to think about what is ahead of you and the events that are about to unfold. Your conversation that you all had together is constantly running around in circles in all of your minds. Even Major Bakersfield, for a few minutes before his exhaustion finally took him, is the question, what do we do with Tomaszewski? After he's contained and maybe locked away from his power, has the threat ended? Does he still pose a threat in the future? Is he going to receive the justice that he deserves? And is it your job to deal out that justice? Do you have the right? These are the questions you're all asking yourselves as the sun slowly dips and the moon rises and the hour slowly approaches. Until finally, the hour arrives, and you all take a step out onto the street. You look across to each house as each one of you steps out from your respective homes and places you've been staying. You all just look at each other and nod, and then walk over to Tallahassee Turner's car, ready to end this nightmare that you've been living in for the last few days since you were awakened by Billy McConnell, and Billy, since you were called to that crime scene over near Hangman's Hill, and Major Bakersfield, maybe the end of the nightmare that you've been living in for months. Since you got home to find your wife. And now maybe you'll finally get some answers, get some closure, get some vengeance. You don't know. But you'll get something. And at least it's going to be over.
Howdy, y'all. It's Tallahassee Turner. Thanks so much for allowing us to serenade you with the wonderful melody of Arkham Horror. We'd be much obliged if you'd sign up on patreon.com/the Arkham Files, where we've published over 30 bonus rootin' tootin' episodes. These include better than a Tallahassee dime novel scenarios like A Helping Hand, Under a Winter's Snow, The Disintegrator, Operation Thunderdome, and a soon-to-be-released original scenario called Hotel Del Mar, written by my puppet master. You'll also find our show called As a Psychologist, where we recap the scenarios we play and tell the Keeper how lame we thought it was. You'll have secret agent access to original music, the handouts we use in the games, discount coupons for our merch store at ArkhamRPG.com, and the ability to use all that as kindling for your campfire. It's like having your own buried treasure chest with no booty traps around. Thanks so much for all your support. Stay whipping, be adventurous, and keep your wits about.
Yeehaw!
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.